on 891 AM.
Digital radio.
And the ABC Listen app.
You're with Jules Schiller.
So last Friday, I spoke to Sam, and it seems that he's lucky to be alive. After being targeted by a motorist in Adelaide's western suburbs in what appears to be more than a random attack, here's a little bit of what Sam had to say.
Just after Largs Bay, travelling north on Lady Gowrie Drive. So I'm riding north. There's a rider about 200 metres in front of me, and the car travelling in a southerly direction on the opposite side of the road.
Mm.
So this car, when he's passed the rider in front of me, he's done an immediate U-turn and chased after him. And he's gotten close to him, and then he's pulled into the side of the road, and I've thought, oh, he must be lost, and he's making a phone call. So when I've passed this car, about 30 seconds later, this car has rammed me from behind. He's well and truly inside the bike lane. He's rammed him with his car, and I've managed to move into the dirt and protect myself and stop myself from being killed by him. Mate, he's driving fully in the bike lane. His left-hand wheels of the car are on the left-hand side of the bike lane, and he's ramming me. It's deliberate. Well, fortunately for me, a car was actually coming the opposite direction, and he didn't go through with the rest of his attack, and he's driven off because another car is seeing it. Unfortunately for a rider that was about 200 metres in front of me, he sped up into him. It's a 60k an hour limit zone. He sped above that speed limit and accelerated into this rider and hit him at full speed. 7 o'clock in the morning, it's clear as day, and he's left him for dead on the side of the road. Fortunately, this guy miraculously survived unscathed, and this car's completely sped off. The person was circling the area, waiting for people to run down intentionally. That's what happened. It's disgusting. It's not human behaviour.
That was a little bit of my chat with Sam Beveridge, and he did have footage of this incident. He had a camera on the back of his bike, and SAPOL are now taking action. And joining us now is Senior Constable Kylie Simpson from SAPOL. Welcome, Kylie.
Hello.
You've issued a media release in relation to this incident, and I'm told you've got an update for us. Well, what's the latest?
That's right. This morning we put out a media release and put some vision out of the incident and have asked the public to help locate the car and the person responsible. And just after 3 o'clock this morning, following those appeals to the public, police located a Ford Fairmont suspected of being involved in the reports of aggressive driving at North Haven. So the car was located on the corner of Clayton Avenue and Wheaton Road at Plimpton. It's been towed from the scene for forensic examination. So as you know, you were speaking to the rider before, the incidents happened between 6:30 and 7 a.m. on Thursday morning, three separate incidents on Lady Gowrie Drive at North Haven. A member of the public witnessed the first incident, which a cyclist was thrown off his bike onto the verge. He was lucky to escape serious injury and just had some bruising and grazes. The second incident, a cyclist was forced off the road into the dirt verge, and then the third cyclist was hit by the same car, causing him to be thrown off his bike, and that bike was significantly damaged. So investigations have revealed the car's allegedly stolen, but we are trying to locate the person responsible for it, and we just ask anyone with any information, whether it be big or small, to contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
Do you know how many people were in the car, Kylie?
No, we haven't got any of that information. That's why we're sort of relying on info from members of the public, and we've obviously got statements from the victims involved as well.
Have you ever dealt with an incident like this before, of a car allegedly deliberately trying to run cyclists off the road?
No, I can't think of one of late. I mean, it's very serious and extremely dangerous for the riders, and they were doing the right thing. They were in the bike lane, and, it's just really dangerous behaviour, and you know, we've put so many road safety messages out there for people driving on the roads, and this is another example of someone just being reckless and not doing the right thing.